Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Only working on Sunday mornings? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Pastors only work on Sundays, right? Often that's when we see him, when he's up in the front of church preaching and leading worship. We may not see him much during the rest of the week. What else could he possibly be doing with his time? It doesn't take that long to write a sermon, does it? Whether you see it or not, your pastor is doing much more than just preaching on Sunday mornings. He's talking with and taking communion to people who are stuck at home and can't come to church. He's sitting next to people in hospital beds and comforting them and their family members. He's praying for the members of his church and praying that God would give him the strength and the wisdom to serve them in the best way he possibly can. He's there for his members when they need him, sometimes at night or on the weekend when his workday should be over and done. Okay, so pastors work more than just on Sunday mornings. What's the point? It isn't to make you feel sorry for your pastor or emphasize how hard he works. After all, your parents work hard too. It's to remind you that your pastor faithfully serves as shepherd of your congregation. In fact, the word pastor literally means shepherd. God called him to be your shepherd. It also is a reminder that you have a calling too, a calling to be a faithful sheep. How can you be a faithful sheep to your pastor? There are lots of ways. Come to church regularly. Listen to and learn from what he teaches and preaches. Talk to him and tell him what you particularly liked from his sermon or what part of it really hit home for you. Encourage your pastor as he seeks to serve his flock and strives to live up to the responsibility God has given him. Most importantly, pray for your pastor. Pray that God would give him wisdom to proclaim the Scriptures in their truth and purity. Pray that God would give him strength to resist the devil and stand firm in the faith. Pray that God would give him the comfort to know that his labor in the Lord is not in vain. Pray for him, and then share with him that you're praying for him. He'll appreciate it more than you'll ever know. We pray for our pastors. Dear Jesus, you have blessed me with a faithful pastor, or even faithful pastors. Help me to be a faithful sheep and encourage my pastor as he guides and feeds me with the truths of your word. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.